Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, rocket ship to the stars.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And there it is. Harry Nipple T-Mill has the latest. Oh, and he's rubbing them now, folks. YouTube and Twitch.
That was generous.
There it is for you. Still got it.
He can cover the whole nipple with literally the tip of his index finger.
Yep, pinkies.
His nipples disappeared.
Yeah, they did. He's got small ones, folks. He's taken. But anyway, the latest here. Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place. The Rockets, they lose in double overtime, 125-124, as B. Scott just said. A great game. One of the turning points in the game was late there. Udoka did not have the services of his young point guard, Amen Thompson. He left the game, and according to reports, he was cramping just his calf, and he had held him out. They said it was for reasons of the extra minutes and not being fully stretched out and ready to roll with those extra minutes. There's multiple overtimes in that game, but it was just cramping. And Udoka said he will be fine and will be able to keep on rolling through. So nothing serious there with Amen Thompson, which was big. And I do think that was a big part of the game, Clint, when he was out. SGA started to really make plays down the stretch, and they tried with Reed Shepard. They tried switches there. They end up going into a bit of a zone, and that worked a bit. But Amen Thompson, that was a big reason why they weren't out there. And Clint, I'll be honest with you, that big lineup worked a lot better than I thought it would. And it wasn't just to just have fun and show it. They used it a lot throughout the game, where they had Amen Thompson, KD, and Steven Adams, and Şengün. They played Steven Adams and Şengün together a lot in that game, and Smith as well. So it worked out a little bit better than I thought it would.
Well, it's not, and you obviously you know this, but it's Şengün's, you know, flexibility, if you will, to be able to extend on the floor and get out and guard on the perimeter and do some different things. A little bit more athletic, I would say, than most bigs in the league. And then, you know, obviously, talking about Amen Thompson with the first part of your comment there. He drives the defense. He drives the physicality. He's the identity of the Rockets when it comes to that physical, blue collar, defense-driven physicality like that we see in Houston. I mean, he is the driving force behind that. So yeah, when he leaves the floor, you're going to feel it on the defensive end, right? Hopefully, there's a day, which I mean, I'm sure we do to some degree, but hopefully, there's a day that you feel it in a big way on the offensive end of the floor. But right now, I would think that you feel it the most on the defensive end of the floor, and that was obvious last night.
Yeah, last night, two young players that look like they're maybe ready to take another step. Chet was really, really good for OKC last night, and then Alperen Şengün was special last night. I didn't know he could. We'll see if he's going to be consistent like that. I think he was pretty good last year, around 19 a game last year. And a good all-around game, but it looked like he's taking it to another level last night. 39, 11, and 7, 5 of 8 from 3. If he can be anywhere close to that level of consistency, shooting threes, then that's a completely different player. And they were hunting him towards the end of game in his matchup. And that is a game changer there, right? If Şengün is taking another step, and he's 23, so it's not crazy, but that type of step to go along with KD and the space, it helped him a lot too out there on the floor. He could get in the post and get where he wanted to because teams were afraid to leave KD, Reed Shepherd at times too. So Şengün, that was hard to ignore how good he was.
Well, it's a bad day for me because I don't know that I've delivered my feelings on Şengün as strongly as I maybe should have. When you were talking about a top player in the league, top 15 player in the league, top this, top that, I was like, eh. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I can't get there. Boy, if he's going to knock down threes even remotely close to that rate, obviously
yeah,
that
I
mean, was
I did see a good month of that.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to feel free to shoot those and he's going to knock them down consistently at a high clip, then, yeah, I'll have to eat crow on that one. I might be dead-ass wrong. That was a hell of a start to the season.
There was one where KD passed up on a three of his own to pass it to a wide-open Şengün, and I think there was a reason why he was wide open. But he knocked it down. Amen Thompson, if you missed it, that injury report, I tell you what he did not do. He did not knock him down, but he sure as hell kept taking him. My man was 0-for-7 from three last night, baby. He kept taking it, but they were giving him. He kept taking it, but we'll see. He had some confidence. Then later he slowed down there in the fourth quarter and gave up some. But good start for the Rockets as they go double OT against the champs and fall by one. They had a chance to win that game multiple times, but a good start for the Rockets.
I'm so high on the Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, injury report here for the Texans. They designate Jalen Smith for return. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk didn't practice today. Nico Collins with that concussion, Christian Kirk with that hamstring he's still struggling with. Here was D'Amico Ryans as he met with the media earlier today addressing what it may look like if there's no Nico or Christian Kirk.
And whoever gets opportunity at receiver, man, it's got to step up and play. That's what the NFL is about. And we, unfortunately, injuries happen all throughout the league. Whoever gets that opportunity, step up and make the most of it. And, you know, you go out and just, you excel by just doing what you're supposed to do. So whoever is called to do that and, you know, to take that role, they'll do a tremendous job.
Boy, Clint, I don't know if I'm...
Whoever it is... We'll step up.
I hope they do a tremendous job. This is, and we'll get into, you know, a little bit later on the things that they may have to do. But this is when it gets really concerning and scary, with what we've seen from Nick Cayley and the offensive staff. Is they've appeared to struggle with creativity with all their parts, and now you gotta figure out a way to sustain things and be creative and to function without your top two guys, and they haven't been able to do it with them. So yeah. the game plan they come up with without these two, if they're not there, is really concerning.
Well, the scary part is that Nick Cayley has not shown the ability or the willingness to even adjust to an approach that maybe highlights one player or the other, right? Now, it didn't even do it with Nico Collins, and so doing it now when you're down players, will it happen? I don't know. Now, the saving grace here, or at least the one thing that gives you a little bit of hope is, I mean, C.J. Stroud and obviously Bobby Slowick, you know, did some of their best work when guys were injured, when Nico was injured, or when the offensive line was out. And so maybe it forces them into a position where they do have to feature a player like Jalen Noel a little bit more than maybe they had to feature players before. So we'll see. But right now your numbers are so low at the wide receiver, at the pass catcher position, that you know you're gonna to some degree you're gonna have to get creative.
Man, I guess maybe before the season started, I didn't love their skills, but I guess I didn't feel like it was this rough. It looks rough right now.
When you look at this training camp, I mean, you think Joe Mixon is potentially going to come back into the fold at some point. Yeah. You got Brevin Jordan, who's definitely an explosive weapon. You've got Cade Stover, who is an every down tight end that can do things in the run game and the pass game that others can't. You know, you've got Christian Kirk coming in. You think he's going to be somebody that you can depend on? He's not, and so you got a lot of guys right there that just now you're out Nico as well. So yeah, it's not out, but he's obviously in concussion protocol right now. So you may be without him. It's pickings are slim now.
Yeah, we'll see what Nick Caley is able to dial up with his guys out. We'll see what they're able to do, but they've got to find a way to get something going offensively, because based off what we've seen, it looks like they could get smothered by the 49ers coming up if they don't have those two guys.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, some NFL news of the quarterback position. Lamar Jackson returns to Ravens practice after his hamstring injury. Reports Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson participated in practice Wednesday for the first time since sustaining a hamstring injury in week 4 against the Kansas City Chiefs. The two-time MVP has missed the team's last two games, including a loss to the Cleveland Browns. I'm sorry, not the Cleveland Browns, but including a loss to the Rams, leaving the Ravens now 1-5 as a record going forward. By the way, they were as of last week, they were still the favorites to win that division. We'll see after this latest loss, but they're 1-5 right now. Clint, Lamar Jackson returns. Obviously, he changes the game for this team. You think the Ravens, from what we've watched and what you've seen, you think they can still make a run to the playoffs with Lamar Jackson?
Not just with Lamar, no. I mean, look, they're 3 games back, the Steelers, and both of the head-to-head matches are still in the future, and their division stinks with Cincinnati and Cleveland. So there's still life there, I think. But, I mean, I'm not familiar enough with beyond Lamar Jackson, particularly on the defensive side of the football. What does that look like? I don't know. Are those guys, Matabike
he's not coming back.
I mean, how many of those guys are injured? They had guys at every level when the Texans played them. I hadn't checked back to see what that defense looks like. But if that defense doesn't get any better, I don't know that even Lamar Jackson can overcome, a 3-game deficit in the division by himself.
Yeah. I don't know. 1-5, man. I mean, I understand what's going on in the division, but 1-5, that's
the worst scoring defense in football. I mean, they're giving up 40 points a game. So it's
We'll see. They had lost 2 in a row with him, but the schedule, they did start off tough. Buffalo, the Lions and Chiefs, 3 of their first 4 games, and the schedule seems to lighten up a bit for him. But we'll see moving forward. Also, Jaden Daniels, also quarterback, Washington Commanders. He will not start Monday. He had a hamstring issue. Marcus Mariota will start for Washington against Kansas City coming up on Monday night. And Clint, it feels like, I don't know if it's to the level yet where CJ is, but it does feel like Jaden Daniels is having a similar situation to CJ Stroud in year 2, where year 1 was so good and there was high expectations in year 2. It at the very least, it doesn't seem like it's coming the same way that it was. It does seem a little bit more difficult. There's more struggles right now from Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, look, I mean, a better schedule and teams having film on you, and I think that's a problem. And then, but I think the bigger problem there is you know, the NFL is a tough place to live outside the pocket, and when you spend a lot of time running and you get a little bit nicked up, it completely changes the dynamic of your offense. And so I think his injuries obviously have played a part here. And that's the question mark ultimately with all these guys that when we're seeing you know, guys run around as much as these guys are running around, is if you're not super durable, then it could be a problem for you long term. And so I'm not saying that he is an injury prone player. I'm just saying that his game, if you are injury prone at all, is going to be a problem. And so
well, that tape and schedule, I mean, I guess that was a thing for CJ yet last year too.
Yeah,
that tape and schedule for a guy like that. Now, I will say Terry McLaurin's been injured a lot.
Shoot, so Debo, he was missing both of them last game,
yeah, missing
wasn't
both of them. Debo was injured, so some of his guys have been hurt. Again, when I've watched him, it doesn't seem like it's been a huge drop off, but it does kind of mirror a little bit what CJ went through last year. Now, I don't know if they'll fire their OC
right
by the end of it, but it does look like it's a little bit of that. So, Jaden Daniels going to be on the shelf there with a hamstring injury. We'll see how long that goes.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, history in Major League Baseball. Giants named Tennessee's Tony Vitello as manager of their baseball team, the San Francisco Giants. They bring him. He was at Tennessee, and after days of negotiation, he becomes the first time a big league team has hired a manager directly from a college program without any prior experience in Major League Baseball. So he comes right up from Tennessee and becomes the manager for the Giants. Never, ever coached or managed grown men. Has dealt with collegiate players. That should be an interesting one. Yeah. To see, I like the creativity. I like the thought of like going outside the box. This guy is a good manager, a good baseball guy. Bring him in, but I wonder, is this about to be a trend that we see potentially?
Well, he's also the highest paid first year manager in MLB history, three many years. So they've got high expectations. They had to pay him a boatload of money.
Yeah.
They had to pull him from Tennessee. Tennessee was actually went through Arkansas at one point. Tennessee hired him as from Arkansas, and so I'm familiar with him. He's a hot-headed young manager.
He's hot-headed.
Hot-headed boy. Yeah, he's hot-headed. He'll scream across the diamond. He'll get in the face during a handshake line. He does that with I've seen him do it with the Arkansas guy, which the Arkansas guy was a good friend of his. He got him gave him the assistant job. So he's hot-headed but his players love him. He is a new age manager from a standpoint of letting these guys play with swag. Tennessee would wear mink coats and stuff in the damn dugout, and after they hit
that is him. Yeah,
that's him, man. And
hothead manager, new, never coached grown men. Rafael Devers.
We'll see.
Yes, come on, Tone.
No,
come on, Tone.
No,
that'd be great. All right, I got a question for you and the people, Clint, coming up about the Texans. And I'm really curious to seeing the response from you all. We'll do that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
There's a lot of different ways you can say our identity is. I would say as a mindset thing, it's more physical, point A to point B, going as fast as you can, you know, relentless swarm, everything Coach talks about schematically, you know. I think, you know, we're finding our area there where, you know, we're leaning somewhat on, you know, the run game being RPOs where, you know, then we can go big personnel. So it's a little bit of everything. But I think we're still finding that as time goes on. And I think it could always adjust, but I think, you know, we're finding it as weeks go on.
That was C.J. Stroud on the offense's identity.
Good.
Well, Clint played D'Amico's offensive identity question earlier. C.J.'s, I would say, probably was answered a tad better, but not great.
He tried. It should be something. Yeah, there should be something there, and I think it's pretty clear. I mean, this is a game plan offense. They're like C.J. said, a little bit of everything. And it's going to change week to week. And, that's what the game plan offense is. There's no specific, like you can't say West Coast because
you're not run the football. You may run it this week, but you may not.
Yeah. You're not an inside run team. You're not an outside run team. You're not a pass first team. You're not a shotgun team. You're not an under center team, pro style team. You try to be a little bit of everything and do whatever the defense's weakness is, and that's what's getting them. But
Before I get into them
to not be able to answer that question, being in that building and the people that are trying to do, like they're discussing every day what you're trying to accomplish on offense, for them to not have a better way to answer that question is wild.
And thanks, Tyler, for playing that, because that leads into the question I want to ask. But before I do. Hit you all with that question. I know that the Patriots, when Brady was there, had a game plan offense. Even when Mac was there, had a game plan offense. But there was still an identity within that offense, right? There were still things that they did I know it was game plan, but in my mind, I could think like Tom is going to use his backs and he's going to use. And take what you give him and
tight ends.
And yeah, get his, like their tight ends. They would get matchups with their tight ends all the time in the middle of the field. And they'll take it, and then bam, hit you when you try to adjust. I still even feel like even though they were a game plan offense, it may change from week to week. I still feel like I had an understanding of what the Patriots were going to do.
I think that when you look at the game plan offense, it's this, you know, your players have to be more cerebral than the approach of, hey, we are going to run, we're going to be a zone heavy team. We're going to run this inside zone, outside zone, and the toss zone. We're going to be really athletic up front, and then we're going to play action the hell out of folks when we get that rolling. You know, that's a little bit more simple to the standpoint of you. Once you figure that out, once you collect players that are good at that, offensive linemen that are good at running that with a combination of athletic ability and physicality, then you've got it licked. It's not a ton of thinking. Whereas in this, you may shift in the next week, be more of a pin and pull G scheme type team. You got to figure out how to do those and execute those and communicate those and what defense is it good against? What techniques is it good against? What techniques is it not good against? And so it's just always changing. So you got to be super cerebral, really across the board at every position, but definitely your quarterback, your center, your main communicators have to be super cerebral. So, you know, relatively speaking. So we'll see. I'm just to be honest with you, I'm shocked that there's not a better, you know, a better from inside the building, not a better explanation of what their quote unquote identity is or what they feel like they're good at.
And Clint, we're six games and a bye week into this. Just season, from a season perspective, not even to mention all of the off-season stuff. And when you hear this, I'm just throwing this out to you. And you tell me if I'm jumping the gun. And maybe you need to take a deep breath before you roll with it. But
probably should. I don't even know the question.
Is it too soon in the process right now that it feels like in some form or fashion a relatively major change needs to occur on this offense?
Yes.
Like, is it too soon?
Oh, no, is it too soon? No.
Is it too soon?
Not for me.
Like, yeah, I know you sit around, but is it too soon? Because just watching them on Monday, I mean, they're not a good offense at all, man. It's not even close. And it just feels like something's got to change. Like, it looks like some of the players have gotten to a place of just accepting it. And just like, well, this is what we're going to be. That's why I asked C-Sword, do you think people are looking at, like, have lost confidence in the guy and Nick Caley at the top? It just, I watched it. I was like, after that game ended, I said, man, they got to change something.
CJ has lost confidence in Nick Caley. CJ has lost confidence in D'Amico Ryans. I believe that. I mean, they're not going to admit that, obviously, and some people may think I'm crazy, but I firmly believe it. When you want to talk about a guy, because this isn't just seven weeks, six games into this thing, CJ's been getting his ass whooped for a year and a half now. Yeah. And that's a rough life to live, man, especially immediately following a unbelievable best rookie year we've seen, rookie of the year type of season. CJ's tired. CJ's frustrated. CJ understands that they've put two guys to be his play callers that have never called plays before. And CJ understands that this is not just about the players and techniques and mechanics. This is about a lot more than that. Yeah, I think CJ's lost a lot of confidence. And if you're D'Amico, you're not too concerned about that at this point in time, but you got to make a decision. I said this yesterday. If you're D'Amico, you got to make a decision here. Do you want to try to salvage this season? And if you do, then you move on from Nick Caley. I mean, you can make a position coach, whatever. You strip the play calling duties from Nick Caley and you give him to Jerod Johnson.
That would count as a major move.
And you give him to Jerod Johnson, right? And see if Jerod Johnson can't create some level of spark over the next 10 weeks, 11 weeks, whatever it is. And odds are it's not going to work. I mean, it'd be a tough situation for Jerod Johnson to take the reins in. But if he's really good, if he is as brilliant an offensive mind as some believe, then he will take it in stride and he'll have – there'll be some marked improvement, right? Or if you want to just ride this thing out, which it seems at this point that's what D'Amico's going to do, is ride this thing out, stay patient with the guys that you have in the building, and then, you know, you can all but chalk this year up. Because I agree with you, it's that bad. I think you can chalk this year up to an install year. And hopefully that Nick Caley figures this thing out in one season and next year's better.
Because Brandon Scott said it earlier, Cecil said it earlier, and we spoke with him. Man, you can not only have, and that's what it is for me, to know they had a bye week. They had 15-plus days to come up with a game plan. You've harped on it the last couple of days. That, like, this is what you thought you were going to do with your offensive line and their D-line. And then in game, not just the 15 days to come up with the game plan, then in game, you never seem to have the adjustment to do something different to give your team a better chance. And I don't know, man, I looked at that, it was just like something big has to change.
I'm of the belief that something major has to change or you risk losing C.J. Stroud. And in 2025, losing your quarterback is usually for more than a year. Usually it means they're not really interested in trusting you again to go find an offensive coordinator that can give them a chance to make the $60 million a year jump at the quarterback position. And so I just think there's a lot more at risk. Year three for C.J. Stroud, this is a contract year, there's a lot more at risk. So when you are C.J. Stroud, his representation, his agent, when you're him, you look at things in hindsight and go, hey, well, what, well, you know, what what kind of cards have I been dealt to go out there and become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Or what kind of cards have I been dealt for somebody else to tell me that I'm not that good and that I need to take a $40 million a year deal, you know, here or somewhere else? Like, we're at a spot where those things come into play. We're not at a spot where show up and do your job is gonna cut it with these guys.
No, it does. It looks like, and I think CJ included, it looks like several guys are moving from, man, I hope this works, when they line up to, man, this ain't gonna work.
Well, but you look at it like you're right. But check it out. So, you know, Will's in a really good spot. Will's over there balling. Will's in a great scheme. Will's got dudes around him that make his job easier. Will knows he's fixing to set the market at the defensive edge rusher position.
Micah Parsons and just got paid.
Yeah. So you know, Will's in a really, really, really good spot. And then so take a snapshot of that grin, that smile that Will's got on his face, although he's 2-4, and then take you a snapshot of that long, sad face that CJ Stroud's carrying around the sideline. Right? It's two different worlds, man. It's gonna get interesting. 2-4. 2-4 with an awful offensive product and a quarterback that's already shown potential to be a set the market type of guy, and he ain't gonna get it because he's playing because the offense can't. No, man, that's got the makings for a bad situation here in Houston offensively.
All right, T-Mill's best bets coming up, and a couple of positive things moving forward, including moving towards Sunday in the game against the Niners, that we can at least take away from the game Monday that could be a help to this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
discuss that.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as Mark and John will have it holding it down for you a little bit later on. So stay tuned for that. Nick Caserio, the general manager, will be on with the fellas tonight. And coming up after that, Area 45, our guy Luke Morrow is in with the fellas tonight. Sean Bajani, Luke, and Chris Santiago have you 8 to midnight tonight. As well as I was listening to the fellas. They were last night and giving us maybe a little play-by-play almost damn near, but letting us know their thoughts about that Rockets game last night. So always fun to listen to those fellas. We'll have T-Mill's best bets. Not bad last night. I think he really got hosed, especially with Durant. How many rebounds did Jimmy Butler end up getting? He had 31 last night.
Oh, that one I lost by the hook as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Five and a half, Jimmy
was right there. I thought for sure he would have that. That bastard Jonathan Kuminga probably stole some from him. But T-Mill's best bet's coming up. By the way, this just couldn't work any better for ESPN. As we look up on the screen right now, they just flat have inside the NBA right here, and ratings bonanza just going to shoot up compared to whatever. And they don't got to do no work. Here, man, y'all just go ahead and get all this stuff and send it to us, and we'll get it on the ESPN. And it's literally, I can't hear it. It literally looks, it's just the same show.
Yeah, the logo in front of
everything is the same.
The logo in front of it says ESPN instead of TNT.
Yeah, everything, same building. They stayed in Atlanta, same thing. Charles looks like he's dropped 70. But did you see him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, do you see Charles? I don't want to. I don't want to put that shot on him. I don't want to put that Ozempic on him. But I don't know what he did. But damn it, this offseason ain't been that long since we last saw him. And Charles, and I'm gonna lie, Charles, I've been there with this myself. Charles kind of got that Oprah. He can fluctuate.
Yeah, fluctuate.
Look at him.
Yeah, he looks thin.
Yeah, he looks smaller than Kenny.
Yeah, he looks thin.
Yeah, it looks good.
But, I mean, did Kenny swell up a bit? Because he ain't scared to have a good time now. So, I mean, did Kenny swell up a little bit, or did Barkley lose it?
Man, that bottom half for Kenny, man.
It's a little knock knee, ain't he?
Man, dude.
He got a couple replacements.
And that guy was a high flyer, man.
He's called QC Kinetics.
Move, man. Dude.
Call QC Kinetics, man. See how long you can keep them real ones, Kenny.
Man, how about that? That walk is a rough one. But no, they're talking about the Rockets right now. In one of the big conversation pieces in the NBA. But no, that's a nice little move for ESPN. Just go ahead and bring that great show on over here. We'll just keep rolling with it. Just get them ratings. All right, Clint. Two guys for you that you take away from Monday night, and even more than Monday night, right? Two guys, especially with what could be the injury situation at the receiver spot with Christian Kirk and Nico Collins, who did not practice today. Two guys that you think are positives from Monday and guys that could potentially be positives moving forward if those guys aren't able to go.
Well, look, I think there's one that is a new arrival, and there's one that seems to have shifted his approach to the game of football in the tight end position. So, we'll talk about Dalton Schultz to start with. He's having a hell of a year, not just in the pass game, but as well as, you know, the physicality that he's shown in the run game as well. He had 9 catches, 98 yards last week in a game when you needed him in a big, big way. He was a big part of it. He was the answer multiple times for C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley. And this is a year when Dalton Schultz needs to take the next step because you have less weapons in the pass catching department as a whole for the Houston Texans, and it's even more so now. You last game you didn't have Christian Kirk, you lost Nico Collins. Dalton Schultz is consistent there and gives you a hell of a game again with 9 catches and 98 yards. And then, you know, you fast forward to this year, this week, it looks like you're not going to have Nico Collins on a short week, and so even more so you need Dalton Schultz to be that steady factor in the pass game, as well as continuing to be physical and impact the run game as well. Number two, it's Jalen Noll, the rookie out of Iowa State. He was the third rookie drafted this year and this year's draft, obviously, but I think he's got a chance to. I think he's already shown more, but I think he's got a chance to be the most impactful rookie in this 2025 class. All the way back with Jalen Noe, all the way back in OTAs, you show up at practice and you're thinking, okay, which receiver? Really, it's a new offense, so what's it going to look like? And all you got to do is follow the ball, and it always found, I believe he was wearing 14 at the time, Jalen Noe. You the ball always found him, right? And so you start keeping an eye there. We started talking about it on these airwaves right then and there, about, hey, man, this guy, the ball, just good things happen. Yeah. Man, he's super quarterback friendly. He's
whether it was Davis, whether
yeah,
it was
yeah, didn't matter. Didn't Ram matter. Then you get into training camp and it's the same thing, right? You know, Nico would stand out sometimes and Christian Kirk would stand out sometimes. But it seemed like every day, again, whether it was with the ones, the twos, didn't matter who it was with, it seemed like every day, if you just follow the football, Jalen Noe was going to show up multiple times. And then all of a sudden you realize that he's really good in the return game. So much so, he's your opening day returner and really has been really, really good at that. The Baltimore game, he had a couple of catches for a touchdown. But last week, I think, is when he arrived in a game where you had trouble making plays. You had trouble scoring points. And he climbs the ladder at the end of the first half to give you a chance to get in field goal range.
Yeah, that wasn't just a scheme throw, right? That wasn't a scheme catch. He had he was covered and had to go out and make a play.
I thought it was tremendous, man. And so, you know, Jalen Noe ended up with 4 catches and 77 yards. He's got a knack for being clutch. He's very quarterback friendly. He does have that shiftier, twitchier, more explosive type of build and play style. And so I think they've got to find a way, especially with no Nico Collins. They got to find a way to make sure that Jalen Noe gets touches, right, within the system, sure, but also within packages in the screen game as well as in the creative run game. They've got to find a way to get the ball in his hands multiple times in several different ways to keep a defense honest and really to take pressure off of some of the other guys. Take pressure off the run game. Take pressure away from Dalton Schultz. Take some pressure off of these guys. Take some pressure off of C.J. Stroud. Hell, he'd probably appreciate it. So I think the positives from last week's game is Dalton Schultz seems to be, no matter what the game's going like, he seems to be a guy that's going to show up every week. And then Jalen Noe has got a chance to be a real weapon here.
Let me ask you this. With Dalton Schultz, who's been playing really, and I would say it's really come on, it seems like the Titan game is when they seem to change, whether it's CJ, Nick, or whatever, they seem to change how they were using him. They're going to him early and often. And then in this game, it's early and often. He led the team in receptions, targets, and yards. Would you change how you, like, add more to his plate in the way that you're using him? Or you know, maybe you try some one-on-one, some other action. Because right now it looks like it's just in the middle of the field and how they're using him, bootlegs and stuff. Would you add more to his plate to try to get matchups with him because he's been one of your guys?
Yeah, look, he's definitely a guy that you can move a lot. I mean, we've seen him line up outside of the formation. In other words, out wide and bring the receiver inside. We've seen that very briefly, but we have seen that a snap or two this year, and we've seen him line up out wide and get the matchup and throw the hitch to him out there and let him make a play. This past week, a lot of the run that he got, at least a lot of the production, was in the boot game, if you will. It was more or less fake the run, get the quarterback on the edge and dump it to Dalton Schultz. So we've seen it already in multiple ways. In fact, I know the film shows that there Dalton Schultz had a chance to be having an even bigger game in the vertical pass game a couple of different times. He hit a seam and CJ just didn't see
on a third down. It's like a third and 11. Yeah. Dalton showed some emotion.
Yeah,
because he almost threw a pick trying to throw it to Nico.
Damn sure did. Yeah. So I mean, look, the answer to your question is they can use him however they want. He is a veteran pass catching tight end that is you know, very cerebral from a standpoint of being able to handle the entire playbook, the motions, the different formations and things of that nature. So they can use him any way that they please.
Yeah. By the way, we're about to head to T-Mill's Best Bets. Coming up tomorrow, guys, come hang out with us. A little Thirsty Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy off Park Row. Park Row, come on out in Katy to hang out with us. Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday, always a great time. We don't come empty-handed. You get a chance to win prizes as well. And then hang out with us tomorrow. We're in Katy, Park Row. Location Buffalo Wild Wings, so come on and hang out. Tyler is in the red, but not too far off. Get on in here and make some money with Tyler. He was 3-2 last night. 3-2 with the best with the bets, and was really, really close, right? And Durant was a bucket away, and then Jimmy Butler was a rebound away from being 5-for-5. What you got tonight?
Yeah, we were two hooks away from being perfect last night. Those bad beats will get you here and there. But I got five more NBA bets for you tonight. No Rockets. They are off after that game last night in OKC. But I got five NBA picks for you. No player props tonight. But I like all these, obviously. First, I got the Raptors plus 5.5 at the Atlanta Hawks this evening. And I got the Boston Celtics minus 4.5 points. As they are hosting the 76ers. The Kings, plus 4.5 at the Phoenix Suns. The Portland Trailblazers, same number, plus 4.5 points. Little better odds, hosting the Timberwolves. And then lastly here, your fifth and final best bet on a Wednesday is an over. The Texas Spurs at the Mavericks, over 223.5 points in that game. Probably my favorite one tonight, if you want to tell one. Those are your five best bets, and it's a crucial Wednesday. We got to keep these green weeks going.
We'll see. That Hawks team, they've added some pieces in the offseason, so we'll see what that looks like. The Celtics and Sixers, man, I just don't know what either one of those teams are going to be. Embiid is playing for now. And then Tatum, you know, is injured. Paul George is out. He's one of their guys they're trying to count on, I guess. So that one makes me nervous. Yeah, Blazers and Wolves, not bad. Spurs and Mavericks, that looks like that's probably a high-scoring game as well. So not bad. I like the Spurs and Mavs, and definitely that Blazers Wolves and the Celtics. Man, I don't know, man.
I'll take this Spurs and Mavs over with you if you got it.
Let's go.
Put me in there, bub.
Let's go.
You got a little action last night.
Alpy got me paid last night.
Yeah, that was easy. Yeah, that was easy money right there. That was easy money. All right, if you did not catch those and you're looking, you can always find them at T-Mill Real Deal on Twitter. You can find them there and get all those best bets. Hopefully, we get in tomorrow and he's out of the red. Maybe at least the orange. We'll take that.
Crucial Wednesday, man.
Green. It is. Again, we're out at Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday tomorrow, Park Row location in Katy. Come and hang out with us tomorrow. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Cecil Shorts III. Shout out to Brandon Scott. Shout out to D'Amico and CJ for joining the show, kind of. It was a fun Wednesday. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, man. Baby. Man. Baby. Whatever.
Man.
It is a nipple showing Wednesday, so there it is. Tyler, God. Tyler, you have got to go home and shave. You can't let it get that long, and now razors aren't going to work. Then you got in that situation, you tried to use that Nair.
Never again.
And you were on the IL for 20 days. Like, don't.
My nipples will never forget that.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.